Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Technical Evolutions Business Podcast. I'm your host, Jannard Owens, and today we're going to talk about the values of IT checkups, especially yearly IT checkups. We're going to talk about a few talking points to make sure your business stays up and running as far as technology, and it can help you save money at the same time. And all my business owners know that saving money is a great idea, but you also want to save money and also stay productive and also stay relevant in cybersecurity and making sure you're doing everything you need to be doing. The first point that I will talk about is speak to your employees first. Now, as most of you know, and if you don't know, employees are the gateway to your cybersecurity and your environment. So they're the weakest link. If I can use social engineering to speak to an employee to get passwords, to get information that will help me get into your systems, or just to help me to do more research that only internal employees would know. So like in certain environments that I work in, people know who I am. So if I call a user, or if I call an employee to work on a problem, they know who I am. They understand who I am. They know my voice. That's the beauty of having an IT department that it's your face to face with, and it's part of your business process, because a lot of people that I deal with, they know who I am. So I can call and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to reset your password, or I can ask them certain questions, but they know who I am because I've talked to them on a daily basis and I emailed them and I stay in constant contact. But please, 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 we need to speak to employees first. Especially if you don't have any cyber security awareness training in your environment, that's something real key. Try to invest in cyber security awareness training, because it's easy to get caught up in information. Let's say if I'm working hard and it's 11 o'clock, I got a lot on my plate, and somebody calls my office and I pick the phone up and I'm in the middle of something. Somebody can call me and ask me for some information. If I'm not paying attention, or if I'm being distracted, I can give them that information, and that can do a lot of negative things to my business. So you just want to speak to your employees first. Maybe invest in some cybersecurity training on a weekly or a monthly basis, and that can go a long way to keep your environment safe. The second tip that I want to give is list hardware and software that you use. Now, this is just going into having a managed service provider, or have a technician that's on staff to get a printout of all the hardware and software that you use in your environment. Now, this is key for a few reasons. One, you can eliminate software that you don't use. This will eliminate all the holes that you have in your software. So, for example, if I have a software like 7-Zip, but if I'm not using 7-Zip and I'm not updating 7-Zip, a hacker or anybody that's trying to break into my environment can actually use that to try to get into the network. That's just a small example, but it happens every day. You want to have an inventory list of everything that you're using, so you can keep everything updated. You can keep hardware updated, BIOS, and just drivers. And this will go a long way to, I mean, just even with regular documentation. If you're a business owner, or you're a manager, or you're a president of a business, if you have a list of all your hardware and software to use, I mean, it's easy for accounting as well to have all that information in one place. But for the technical reasons, it's a good idea to have everything laid out, so you can have everything updated and close all those loopholes that's in your environment. Third, look at workflows and integrations. Now, your data flows to your organization, you kind of want to have a printout or have a process and workflow kind of documented to show you the inequalities or the inefficiencies in your environment and in your workflow, so you can keep that going at a different level to just keep that workflow moving at a productive pace. What I mean by that is, sometimes you might have, let's say if you use a QuickBooks, for example, if you're using QuickBooks to do your accounting in your business, you could turn that into an automated process to improve your workflow. So for example, I have QuickBooks and I'm trying to input data. Is there another program, or is there an automated way to input the data that you're putting into? So that way, if you have your account, if you have anybody that's working in finance, they can spend that time on doing something else instead of doing these tedious tasks that a technology company can easily automate. Another point is, take a careful look at your cybersecurity. Now, you should have antivirus excuse me, you should have antivirus on your computers. You should have a spam filter. I mean, those are basic things in 2018, 2019 that you should have in your business. And firewalls. I mean, these are things. See, back maybe about 10 years ago, a lot of people didn't have these things. And I mean, it was just kind of like a go at your own risk. But today, it's really no excuses not to have your environment set up in this way, especially with social media. You being a business owner, I mean, anybody can figure out who you are, find out what business you own. So that kind of leads to the social engineering and the cyber attacking and being able to get into your networks. So you should have your computers updated, have your computer swapped out every 3 to 5 years, Windows updates, your third-party programs updated, cleaned, antivirus software updated and watching your back, firewall keeping all that negative things out, keeping all the hackers away, a spam filter. Believe it or not, spam is one of the main reasons where hackers get into your system, because I've been in situations and environments where a hacker sends an email out to a company and it looks like it's an internal email and you have 20 people in the company clicking on that link. So as an IT department, it's hard to manage that because basically that whole day is gone because we have to maintain and keep that breach. We have to change passwords. We have to do virus scans. We have to do a lot of things on the security side to make sure that that doesn't happen again. But also, it takes a whole day to get that clean. So all the other stuff that we had planned to do, I mean, gets thrown out the window. So phishing, emails, I mean, that's one of the easiest ways to get into somebody's network. And they're not going to stop. They're going to keep on coming at you. I mean, it's crazy how some of the emails that I've seen that come in, it's just ridiculous. But you just have to be aware and make sure that you're doing the right things for your company and right things for your environment. Make sure your employees are trained the proper way. And it's just basic training, really. It's everybody's duty to have that cybersecurity training in your environment. Also, you want to review your mobile policies. I mean, you have employees that use cell phones, especially if they're using a cell phone for personal use as well. That's a very sticky subject right there, because you want to have a written mobile security policy so your employees can follow the rules, basically. So if they know that they have a company issue phone, or if they have a phone, their own personal phone with work email on it. I mean, if they're out here with their personal phone, they're on social media, and somebody gets access to that cell phone, do you have a phone lock on? Do you have antivirus on your phone? Those are things that should be written in a policy, and those are things that are very important, because we come across a situation a lot where an employee loses their phone and they didn't have a PIN lock on it. And now anybody can get into their phone, can see their emails, and can start using their emails to phish other companies and phish internal employees to try to get into your system. So, I mean, it's a lot of things to be aware of. But that's what we come into play. That's why I come into play. And that's what any IT company or IT manager in your area, that's the main thing that we focus on, is keeping you safe while you focus on your business. Because it's a lot of things to look for in an IT environment. I mean, it's just nonstop, especially with paperwork, documentation. And I mean, it's a great field. I mean, it's a great field to be in, because it's always something to do, always documentation. It's never a slow time of the day, you know what I mean? So, but the job is to keep your environment safe, your computers running up to top speed, because it does have to do with productivity. I mean, you're spending your money on this hardware and software. Why not pay a little extra money to keep it going, but maintain it, to make sure that the antivirus is up to date, and to make sure your investment stays the way it needs to stay. Because if you buy a car and you don't change the oil, you don't change the air filter, you don't get a tune-up every year, it will break down sooner than what you expect. It's the same with your technology. And especially if you got a business. And I like to say this, I like to think of every business as a technology company. You can be a dentist, you can be a lawyer, you could be a real estate agent, you can work in a manufacturing company, you can own a manufacturing company. Your company is a technology company in 2019, because you need to be on social media, you need to have a communication tool to communicate with customers and your employees. So technology is a forefront of your business, and you really have to take it serious. But the good thing about it is we have professionals around the world that helps you with these types of things. So you can talk to me, you can talk to anybody, your neighborhood IT guy, but make sure that they have a written policy for you, and your internal IT department will have these type of internal workflows going for you. So that's just my little tips for this week. I try to keep it short and sweet. Hopefully I didn't talk your head off too long. And next week we will be back with a show on cloud computing, just to give a few tips on how to move to the cloud and how to optimize your investment in the cloud. All right. Thank you. If you have any other questions, just email me at Jannard@technicalevolutions.com. Till next week, you guys have a great week and talk to you later. Thanks for tuning in. Peace out.